nobody to sit with.
"Catherine," said Mrs. Allen suddenly, "there are two gentlemen walking towards us. Straighten your gown and flatten your hair, dear. Oh, one of them seems quite familiar. Isn't that..."
"James!"
gasped Catherine, her face showing joyful surprise as she watched her older brother advancing towards them. What was he doing in Bath? After an affectionate reunion, James introduced Catherine to his friend, a fellow student at Oxford. John Thorpe, a stout young man with a plain face and easy manners, gave a low bow.
"Miss Morland, we heard that you were in town and have hurried from Oxford in the hope of seeing you. My horses have travelled at no less than 10 miles an hour. Isn't that so, Morland? It's a dashed good thing that we didn't bring your brother's carriage. He drives too slowly and his horses are so lumbering."
Catherine smiled politely. John Thorpe leaned towards her and whispered in her ear,
"I am monstrously pleased to meet you. Our real intention was to visit my sister, the ugly girl over there. Morland is rather fond of her."
John Thorpe guided Catherine and Mrs. Allen across the room to meet his mother and his sister.
"Mother, this is Morland's sister, Miss Catherine Morland. Isn't she the most charming girl in the world?"
Turning to his sister, he directed,
"You and she should be friends, Isabella."
Far from being ugly, Isabella Thorpe was tall, beautiful and fashionable. Breaking away from her brief conversation with James, she graciously invited Catherine to take a turn with her about the room.
"I have just told Mr. Hunt over there that I will not dance with him,"
Isabella confided to her surprised new friend.
"He is excessively disappointed."
She directed Catherine's gaze towards a gentleman who, it seemed to Catherine, looked rather happy as he led a young lady onto the dance floor. However, as Isabella was 4 years older than Catherine, Catherine assumed that she had the advantage of greater experience in such matters.
"You will be a great favourite with the men,"
Isabella said, smiling down at her.
"By the way, do you prefer dark or fair men?"
"I have never really thought about it," replied Catherine.
"Oh, your pretended innocence is charming, but I understand you entirely. You do not wish to give me a clue about somebody who has already captured your heart. Your secret is safe with me. I would do anything for a friend."
She paused before whispering into Catherine's ear,
"How do you like my brother John?"
"I like him very much,"
answered Catherine, hoping that her face did not reveal the truth that she did not like him at all. Isabella smiled.
"Do you read books?"
asked Catherine, eager to move to a new subject.
"Oh, yes, I have just finished reading The Mysteries of Udolpho," replied Isabella.
Catherine was delighted.
"I am reading Udolpho at the moment. I have just got to The Black Veil."
"Aren't you wild to know what is behind it?"
"Is it something frightening? Is it a skeleton?"
"Oh, I would not tell you for the world."
"I love Udolpho," enthused Catherine. "It is such a frightening book."
"When you finish, you must read The Haunted Abbey. Will you be here tomorrow? I shall bring it with me."
Returning to the corner of the room in which Mrs. Allen was now enjoying an animated conversation with Mrs. Thorpe, Catherine and Isabella were joined again by their brothers. In spite of her protestations that she could not leave Catherine alone, Isabella allowed James to lead her into the dance.
"I suppose you and I are to stand up and jig it together too," said the gallant John Thorpe.
For the next 15 minutes, Catherine found herself being galloped around the dance floor. When John requested a second dance, she firmly replied, "I am tired and do not mean to dance any more." That evening, Catherine went eagerly to bed. She looked forward to meeting her new friend again tomorrow, but sincerely hoped that John Thorpe was not destined to be the hero of her story. Tired as she was, she allowed herself the luxury of reading Udolpho by candlelight. She eventually fell asleep, thoroughly, thrillingly frightened.